Nate later. Okay, guys. Was anyone here at the annual episode last year?
Yeah.
So you may remember that someone performed a selection from a musical that she wrote about Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I don't know what she's going to do this year, but that was fucking cool. This is Mary Z. Woo!
Hey everyone, sorry, there will be no singing this time around, so sorry to disappoint. I'm also really disappointed because I thought I was gonna have the steamiest segment of the evening. But you guys topped me, you topped me already. So the theme is annual, so I wanted to reflect on one of the most important things I did this year. This year I, created and launched, my first comedy show. It is a sex-themed comedy show called Menage a Ha. It is, in fact, the best name in the entire city. And it was something that had been a brainchild of mine for a long time. I consider myself a sex positive person. If you don't know what that means, it just generally means that you believe in this philosophy where you embrace and celebrate sexuality, safe and consensual sexuality, amongst adults. So I wanted to create something that was kind of like the sex-positive comedy show. And actually, I would like to acknowledge the Nerdalogs for inspiration. You guys, right there. I've always considered your stories a very safe place. I've told a lot of stories here that I felt judged at other places, but I've never felt judged here. I've always felt very safe, like I can say whatever I wanted to here. And I wanted to create another space where people can talk about things that are very niche or specific to them that maybe other people don't understand. But instead of, like, Star Trek references, it's, like, Three Sons and Dick jokes. So, but after that last segment, like, maybe there's not that much difference. Doing this show this past year, the Menage a Ha, has been the most satisfying and rewarding artistic experience of my entire life. It's something I'm incredibly proud of, and I think that me and my production team were doing a good thing. In addition to being able to showcase a lot of different artists, and I get to try out some material and certain jokes that wouldn't work in other rooms. Running a sex-themed comedy show has other perks. When people find out that you run a sex-themed comedy show, they tell you a lot of their secrets. People just feel comfortable opening up to you and telling you parts of their lives that they wouldn't normally tell you. And also, people just kind of come out of the woodwork. Like, I've met a lot of people this year that I didn't know existed last year. Like, I've gotten to meet professional dominatrixes. I've become friends with owners of local sex toy stores. I've met sex educators. Guys, I met my idol this year. I met sex nerd Sandra at the Pleasure Chest. If any of you listen to the Nerdist Industries podcast, I met her and I geeked out on her so much because playing it cool is not a thing that I do. And I'm pretty sure she thinks I'm a total weirdo. I was like, oh my God, you've been such an influence on my life. And I've just kind of gotten to see a lot of different sides of people, and I've learned a lot about different, I guess, like, sexual subcultures, like poly, kink, like genderqueer. Like, if you can think it, there is a subculture for it, and I've probably met someone there. And so in meeting, like, all these different types of people, there are a few observations and conclusions that I've come to. First of all, these people that you might consider, like, perverts or deviants, they're so human and normal. It's just regular people that are all into these weird things. But also, one of the things that I keep coming to in meeting people in all of these different scenes and subcultures is how nerdy they are. like, I'm not saying that everyone that's in an alternative lifestyle is nerdy, or everyone that's nerdy is in an alternative lifestyle, but in the Venn diagram of those two cultures, there is a huge overlap. And I just would like to share some experiences and observations that I've had this past year that would support that thesis. I met a really good friend this year, who's really into, like, rope. Like, he's really into, like, tying people up and, like, suspending them and stuff like that. And I asked him, like, why, like, what is it about that that you like so much? And he said, it kind of reminds me of math. Which is the nerdiest fucking thing to say about tying up another human being. In case you guys don't know the lingo, there's something called a munch, which is just generally, like, people that are interested in sexuality and sex positivity that get together at, like, a bar and a restaurant. They just, like, hang out and get to know each other. Even though, like, this is geared towards sexuality, at these munches, I have way more conversations about Doctor Who than sexuality. And one week there weren't that many people at the munch. And that is, I know, it's a weird word. It's like, there weren't that many people at the munch. It's like some weird Stephen Sondheim song or something. but there weren't that many people, and the reason that there weren't that many people is because there was an anime convention going on. So all of the people that would have been at the munch were at the anime convention. cosplay? Come on. People play a game called Dungeons and Dragons, like, subtext. something that was very big with me when I was growing up, and then we all just saw, is fan fiction. Come on. And seeing this overlap makes me really happy. I'm always happy when I see people taking ownership of their sexuality, but I love it when I see nerds taking ownership of their sexuality, because it's in the social mindset that, like, nerds aren't supposed to be sexual. They're supposed to be these, like, weird, repressed virgins. And, you know, I'm sure we all were at some point. Maybe a few of us still are, and that's fine. But I love seeing that people are kind of going against what society is telling them that they're supposed to be like. I've seen a lot of people at Nerdalogs show, espouse the philosophy that being a nerd is not about what you like, but how you like it. So it would make sense to me that when it comes to sex, nerds would form very specific obsessions. And I just want to say thank you to all of you for listening to me, and thank you to the Nerdalogs for inspiring pervs like me to do things. May you, here's to a nerdy Christmas and a pervy New Year. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Mary.
It always makes me so happy to hear that, like, people have gotten something out of this silly thing that we do. Mary, when is Menage a Ha? It's the third Tuesday of every month, is that
the
right?
The next one is January 8th at Hamburger Mary.
There you go. Also, they have pretty good hamburgers there. It's in the name. You know it's